Shinyan Dalad Sivchas. Machaber discusses choslis of Tamarim and Gregris. These are wicker baskets to hold of them dates that did not ripen on the tree, and you put it in this basket for it to sit for a while and hopefully ripen eventually, and Gregris dried figs. And now somebody wants to get the fruit out from the basket, and the basket's closed as a kisoy, as a cover. So first the Machaber says, if the cover is tied on with a rope, you can untie or break that rope, break the chain, you can even cut it with a knife, in order to get out what's inside of it. The Mishnah Berurah says this halacha we really learned already in Sif Zayin. The Igur Chiddush of this is for the next part of the Sif. Even the wicker basket itself, the Machaber says now, you could break it open. It's no different than breaking open the shell of a nut in order to get the nut inside, or by an almond. You're just breaking it to get the food out from inside. And Mishnah Berurah explains that we're discussing here, these wicker baskets are not kelim gemurim, not such serious kelim. They're only meant for temporary use in order the date should sit inside and ripen. And therefore, there's no assertion on them, like we've had earlier in the Siman a few times already. As opposed to a Kli Gomer, a serious Kali, the other Machaber, Paskin, the Machaber told his opinion, that's usher to break it. Also steer on a Kli Gomer. Here we're talking about something that's not a Kli Gomer, so therefore it does not have the Isser of Stira, and you can even break it. This Nagir sometimes, the Shiles and Paiskim, Heintika Paiskim, Contemporary Paiskim, opening packages to get food out. Everyone should ask their own Shiloh exactly what packages this applies to. There's a kula of opening packages, breaking open packages, ripping open packages in order to get the food out from inside. Because it's similar to this halacha of chaislis, that's a temporary kli that's just meant to hold the kli, the food, and temporarily until you're ready to eat it. And therefore, opening up is not a problem of seiser, it's not a problem of stira, that if you're ripping apart the kli. Mishnah Berurah brings in the Pirmigonim, he's besubik about a different case, a machzalas, a mat, shetoyfim by Paris, not sure exactly what the case is. It's in between cases, I have the heter of chaislis, that you can break it open or not. Siftas, the Machaber says, it's mutter lafkia v'lachtech, to break open and to cut kishrei ashvut, the knots that are on a spit, shekoshim betlah, the spit that you tie to a sheep, or to oifatzulim, to the sheep or a bird, I guess like a chicken, that's being roasted, and it's the, you tie the sheep or the chicken, you tie to the shvut, you tie to the spit. Now you want to take the food off of the spit, so you want to untie or break the rope, it's fine. Mishnah Berurah explains that there's no real issue over here, because like we keep having, that by something that's not mechubal l'karka, there's no problem snapping a rope. It's not a problem of seiser. It's not a malacha b'chal. Now, there's another malacha that Mishnah Berurah discusses here, the malacha of machatech. When you cut something and you makbid al mida, you makbid on the exact measurement, on the exact size, the exact cut, that's the malacha of machatech. Typically, with the av malacha, it's negated by material, that you're cutting it to size, to use it to make a beged, make clothing out of. Mishnah Berurah says, in this case of snapping the rope, there's no problem with machatech. You're not makbid exactly where you cut it and how it's cut. Shmur brings in the paiskim, but some of you who chops wood into big pieces, it's only Issa Drabban of Uvdu Lechol. There's no malacha involved. Someone chops wood into small pieces, he's chayim shim teichen. It's a form of grinding, cutting something into tiny pieces. We'll have this, Mr. Shem, at a different time in Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as makbid al amida, if he's makbid to have a certain exact cut, exact size, that even if he chops into big pieces, into logs, since he's makbid al amida to have an exact size, that is a malacha of machatech. And it can be real malacha deraisa, be chayim shim machatech, even by big pieces. Sif Yud, the Machaber discusses Chasama Shabakarka. If you have a bar pit in the ground that has a door that's tied on with a rope, so here you cannot break it, because here it's a real problem of Seis, a real problem of Sira. What you could do is untie the rope, because it's not a Kesher Shekayama, it's meant to be tied, untied, tied, and untied. There's no problem of Kesher Matir, of tying and untying. But to snap the rope, that would be a problem of Sira, because since here it's Machabal Karka, it is a serious binyan of Sira issue, constructing and breaking that you do have to worry about. The Machaber says, and that which is the issue of steer over here is only if the rope is meant to last for some amount of time, was meant to make it through Shabbos. But if it wasn't meant to be for Kiyam Mechlal, wasn't at all meant to last, that's mutter, there's no problem with Seisar, that's nothing. It's not considered all part of the binyan. The Machaber says, therefore, one could take apart the daf, the board that they put in front of the oven, and they smear it with tit, with cement, to close the block of the oven, that someone shouldn't change the fire or something like that. That's not made for Kiyam. So the oven was talking about it's not meant to last at all that cover, and therefore there's no malach involved in undoing it, undoing the cement, and taking the board off on Shabbos.